it's just not going to be, this is just not going to happen. There was this band that played around, I guess around here, I don't know, around up north, around where I'm from, called North Coast Underground. And they were not, they were not great. But there's one song. That I just thought of and haven't thought of in years and years, but that's just, that's gone. Local bands, that shit's just gone. I know a guy that would probably have it, and I gotta get a hold of him when I get home. Welcome, the Tech Element, MWCA 17, what is it, Mobile Congress Americas? Sure. What's up, you guys? We're the people with phones that aren't big enough to have our own separate conference. Y'all got phones? Yeah, the phones are good. They got cameras. You take pictures of people or dogs or whatever you got. I don't know. It's just, we got two or three cameras. You got two on the back, one on the front. I don't know. They're good. You want to take a picture? Take a picture. It'll last longer. Literally, you just upload it. Put it in the cloud. Our phones do that. We got a cloud, some fake cameras. Take pictures, send it to your mom. Does your mom have a phone? No? Just print it out. Take a picture, print it out wireless. Connect your phone to the printer. Print it. Print it out. Give it to her. Here's a picture I took. It's a dog. Work on whatever. What networks are there? Four? Is it the four? Is it network four, the four one? The four? Our phones? Our phones use those. There's going to be a five. We'll make a new phone that does those too. So. It's a good phone to hold stuff. Put movies on it. You want to watch a movie on your phone? You can do that. You can watch it. You could put it on your phone. You could get it onto your phone through the screen, through the cloud. It's cloud for movies. The phones are good. You want to make calls? No. Yeah, we really do the phone call thing so much. It's not really... I mean, the camera is great. It is a good-ass camera.
Behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me? This ain't what I want, man. It's what it had to be. This is that.
Everything in the 90s I like.
90s. Something about the memories being tied to the songs that you hear.
90s on 9, always.
Simmons of Kiss.
Classic songs. Classic Rewind.
Stuart and Campbell were 5-4 on their first one. But can't you look to ProRodeo.com? The leaderboard right now.
Okay.
First go round winners were Clayton Haas and John Robertson with a 5-6. Eric Rogers and Corey Benson at 5-6 in the second round. Chad Masters and Travis Graves second in the average. Eric Rogers and Corey Benson at first in the average of the 12-7.
You are looking live. This is Brett Musburger inviting you to listen to the all new Vegas Stats and Information Network, Sirius 215, XM 204. the only channel dedicated to the multi-billion-dollar industry of sports gaming. We'll give you information on how the numbers are set and keep you up to date on where the smart money is going. The Vegas Stats and Information Network. Check it out daily from 2 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 215.
Yes. XM 204.
Nice job. Nice run right there. All he can say is, come get me. In a dominating performance, Clayton Haas wrestled his way to a $100,000 grand prize at 2017's The American. Qualifiers are underway right now to challenge Haas for next year's...
That's what Brett Musburger's doing. He used to be the king of sports. Now, Satellite Radio Odds Channel.
Returning to AT&T Stadium, Sunday, February the 25th. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster.
Think about it. You've got some great photos on your phone, but what are you doing with them? If you don't
have FreePrints,
you've got to get it. FreePrints is the free five-star app for iPhone and Android to let you print all of those photos for free. You get 1,000 free 4x6 photo prints a year. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. You can even print photos at other sizes for next to nothing. Using the FreePrints app is easy. Just select the photos you want to print, whether they're on your phone or on Facebook or Instagram. Choose the sizes, and you're done. Your premium quality free prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. If you're still one of those people who hasn't discovered one of the world's favorite apps, download FreePrints now.
One of the world's favorite apps.
Start enjoying real professional quality free prints. The app is free, and so are the prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. Go to freeprintsnow.com to get the app and your 1,000 free prints. That's freeprintsnow.com.
Here's a look at your weather around the country on Rural Radio Channel 147 on Sirius XM. I'm meteorologist Jim Ross. We had strongly hinted that the northern plains and Rockies would be cooling down at the end of the week. In fact, that is happening. Cut Bank, Montana, dipping to 36 for the overnight low tonight. That will be by far the coolest temperature across the nation. Billings, Montana at 41. Boise, Idaho will drop to 45. Seattle, Washington, 49. So the northwestern half of the country, the northern plains, northern Rockies are all cooling down for the next couple of days. Friday's weather charts indicate quite a bit of sunshine across the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, and California, but the cold front dropping down out of southern Canada should produce a pretty good bit of rain across the northern plains, Rockies, and we'll see some of those showers 1 to 2 inches in favored locations. First time we've had that kind of a forecast for the northern plains in a long time, and you'll remember many parts of Montana and adjacent states up into Saskatchewan are under extreme and exceptional drought right now. Irma has pretty much come and gone by Friday afternoon across the northeast, maybe one or two showers, but much of the eastern half of the U.S. under sunshine on Friday. Friday's high temperature 102, Del Rio, Texas. That's the highest. Phoenix at 96, 95, Lubbock, Texas, San Antonio at 94. Meanwhile, high temperatures like these. Billings, Montana, 44, Cut Bank, Montana, 49, and 53 in Minot, North Dakota on Friday. Hints the fact that autumn's on the way. That's a look at your weather around the country on Rural Radio, Channel 147 on Sirius XM. I'm meteorologist Tim Ross.
And they're setting up the arena for the next event, which is the team roping. I kept it here because I thought they were going to get right to it, but now they're resetting the barrier.
I'm looking around. I'm looking. I see team roping 95, 94.
Okay, so I'm wrong. It's been around longer than I thought it had been. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And love in my heart.
Say we had the time to go find it.
That's good. Corey Kidd and Cole Davison are the first team up in the team roping this afternoon. It's a challenge in the team roping. Again, Curtis, you measure everything at this rodeo by the impact of the ground.
Everything.
Yeah, you know, so...
And I mean everything.
In this event, you know, you kind of know your steer. He's been run on Tuesday in the slack, and you come back in the first and the second round, you know, he's been. This is the third run on him. So you know what he is a little bit, and you kind of set your game plan from there.
Corey Kidd, Cole Davison, North Carolina and Texas. Steer cuts really hard left right out of there. Somehow Corey Kidd got a horn catch on him, and then Cole Davison got 2 feet. And I don't know how, because that steer was like the guy that cuts you off in traffic and doesn't turn on his left turn signal.
Yeah, that was a tough steer to heel, and he did a good job roping him right there.
I think that was a tough steer to head.
Yeah, and so...
kind of ugly all the way around.
Yeah. 8-6, it's going to work.
Well, no, they got flagged out. I don't know what for. I was trying to...
Maybe it was an illegal head catch.
Yeah, the rope's already off of the steer when he comes by us, so...
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what it was.
So an illegal head catch, we think. Corey Kitt and Cole Davison will take it no time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Bryce Davis, couple
hate to see an illegal head catch.
Nationally, Bryce Davis and Roger Branch.
Well, that's what's fun here at Pendleton is everybody's chasing that all around because it's so prestigious and fun to win. And so you'll see guys entering all kinds of...
And yesterday, Roger today, Bryce got the headshot. There's the heel loop. And Roger Brandt's got 2 feet on him. And this time it's a clean run. So they'll go to an 8-flat. That'll be out of the money in the second go-round.
I think for the ropers, though, it's not really, you know, if you can calf rope or
Mr. and Mrs. Roper,
you can probably do the other events as well. You know, I love watching the bro stock guys, which most of them, college and high school rodeos, they did all those events, but it's got to be different when you don't normally rope at a pro rodeo to come run off the hill here at Pendleton.
That was real. I remember the 100th anniversary year as we get ready for Hayes Smith and Justin Davis. I want to go back to that, but this is an important run right here for Hayes Smith.
Absolutely.
17th in the world. Justin's 21st on the heel side. Hayes Smith just got done winning a bunch of money in Puyallup a week ago. Here they come. Steer runs a little left. Hayes Smith got the head catch on. Roped him around the neck. Got a hurdle, a piece of PVC. And the steer is going to get away from him, and Justin's not going to be able to throw a heel loop. And Hayes Smith, 17th in the world, really needed that run right there to get to the NFR.
That steer came left. Hayes's head horse had to jump the white fence. He hit his front feet on the white fence and knocked the PVC railing down, and it went right in front of the heel horse, and the heel horse scattered and wasn't about any part of that PVC fence. And so,
you could see how important it was to Hayes by his reaction. He was very frustrated there, and that's just part of Pendleton. It's part of the arena. It's the same for everybody when they come out here in rope, and you just have to kind of negotiate around the obstacles.
Yeah.
So now to the Miner brothers, Riley and Brady from Ellensburg, Washington. Brady, the older of the two, 8-time national finalists, he's on the heel side. Riley's a 7-time national finalist on the head side, a little bit late. But their steer runs straight and then slips and falls, got him back up, and now Brady reaches down and ropes 2 feet. 7-7 after all of that. And they were 6-1 on their first one. So 13-8 on two puts them right now in the number
13-8 on two
in the average.
You know.
And so they're going to be back on Saturday.
Easy
and
to understand.
Brady Miner was just pretty smart right there.
Yeah, really good. He didn't get their bind. You know, the steer went down. You know, your head horses, you're riding some of their best horses here, and steer was getting wide. He was a little smaller.
I like the idea of that type of excitement. I appreciate it. Wait, is this the Pendleton Roundup?
Just waited it out. Brady
yes.
The steer up.
I can confirm, this is the Pendleton Roundup.
They'll be here Saturday.
National fight, nope, Dale Benavides and Buck McKay are next.
Well, it's funny how many times you say it here that, the guys that really can use their heads and can think their way through their runs are really the ones that seem to excel just because of the different conditions. And you know, sometimes just like that, you just have to read what's happening and do the best you can with it. Have patience when you need to.
Benavides and McKay were 7-7 on their first one. I started to tell the story. Remember the 100th anniversary year? You had guys like Cody and Heath Demoskin and the team roping together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the 100th year brought a bunch of guys out to try to win that prestigious all-around award.
Wade Sundell's entered the team roping a few times. I think the 100th anniversary year, Casey and Louis Field roped together in the team roping.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes a headshot, and it's around the neck. Well, you had to wait and fish it on. There's the heel loop. There's 2 feet. Gail Benavides is a Hawaiian who came to the mainland to go to school in Walla Walla. Buck McKay's dad, Spike, was a great roper in his day. They're 8-3. Add that to a 7-7. They're 14-flat, probably coming back. They're in the top four in the average right now.
Yeah.
16-flat.
Oh, 16-flat. I'm sorry. I can't see that computer there.
But we're hogging all the screen from you over there.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. We're blocking it. We're trying to make your job harder over there.
16-flat.
That's another team there that just like the Miner boys, they just, you know, they kind of did what they needed to do to get back to Saturday.
Yeah, good businessman run right there.
Oh, so yeah, good businessman run.
South Dakota, no time on his first one, along with the second generation superstar, the Badlands Circuit Champion, Levi Lord. And boy,
Cowboy
Levi's
Bob Orton, second generation superstar.
Gonna throw. Nope, he is going to throw. Got a headshot on Junior. No, he's not going to turn it. They're going to go ahead and throw a heel loop and just let it go. Junior Dees is the 19-year-old kid who won $50,000 in Salt Lake City in the team roping. And that's going to get into his first national finals rodeo.
Yeah, that was such a great story there. He was he wasn't roping with his usual partner there. And then the guy he was roping with, whose name is escaping me right now, but his normal partner then came in and got in on a replacement and ended up winning second. Yep. So those two guys didn't rope together, but both won some money. So just a crazy set of circumstances with those limits and who got in and who didn't.
Blank to Sheriff, Monty Joe Penske next up. Blank got the headshot. There's Mojo, the 14-time national finalist, and a time of 5-5 after no time on their first one. That's a great run on their second steer. Blank to Sheriff, yep. Monty Joe Penske.
Good run. Now, if you want to see some good watching,
and I do.
Monty Joe Costa barrel racing at Pendleton Roundup, and you can see a video. The barrels were set up somebody, and he ran the barrel. The barrel race in the 2017 Pendleton Roundup.
Well, you know, his wife Kathy has told me that her barrel horse actually was a really good heel horse of mine.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows.
She's winning
that.
Her circuit.
Why would you
right
say
now,
that?
Both
everyone
the
knows
horses,
that.
You know, Bonnie ropes on them, and she runs the barrels on
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
all around
yeah.
horses.
Tyler McKnight was junior DNC winner.
Thank
in
you.
That's all I said.
Brian McKnight, hell of a singer. And a good heel horse, roper.
Garrett Hale and Dave Edmund. Boy, has Dave Edmund been around for a long time. Just a good roper. His signature heel with these, I think they call it swoops. He just races down and grabs. Garrett Hale is the second generation. Lives in Washington now, or Texas now, but he grew up here. Here's the heel loop. Here's the shot. Dave Edmund got a right high line. So it's an 8-8 plus 5, making it 13-8.
Yeah, a stronger box steer as he hopped really
all right.
And the Kendall Marie
on Flores.
Coming because you came in really at a 5. That is All You Need Is Love. I bet you never heard that before on the Beatles channel. Coming out of the Rolling Stones with a little help from Lennon and McCartney doing We Love You. Both. From the summer of 1967. I'm Bill Flanagan, this is Northern Songs, and we are looking at the many connections and crossovers between the Beatles and the Stones. Arthur Alexander. Let's talk about Arthur Alexander. He was a great American singer-songwriter. He wrote Sally Sue Brown. He wrote Soldier of Love. He wrote many classics. So, let's check out how the Beatles and the Rolling Stones handle a couple of tunes from his repertoire. On Northern Songs on Sirius XM, on the Beatles channel, let's let the Beatles go first. Here's Anna.
Yeah, boy, that's my girl. And she pops excellent on Queensboro. next Wednesday for Woman to Woman Wednesday, right here in the happy hour, only on Fly.
Hold up, two flies over here, baby. Hold up, two flies, niggas got garbage down the way. Hold up. Cash fuck everything around me, quick. Yeah, check this old fly shit out. Hold up. Cash fuck everything around me, quick. Get the money, here we go, check this shit. Yeah, I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to shallow land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I would get the G.O. to trouble. And let's start it like this, son. Going with no question, I will flow up and try to get the door up. Taking the white boys of all boys. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I look the wrong rap. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Magic keys for poor seas.
Yourself in love. snubbing my music is like some sex shit. Niggas trying to grip up my mic like it's a dick. Run around the corner and pick up the new shit.
This isn't a dance, some niggas could catch a breath.
I'm a motherfucker gripping the mic like it's a jug. Niggas fall in love with the music like it's a hole.
Put down your mic, you lost your whole tone. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble.
This rap shit, I listen to classic hardcore. In the studio, new as usual. Open up my lyrical for bitches that you would know. No, I'm out of this, cause you wanna be with all y'all niggas who love the S. Y'all niggas who love the S.
Get the whole routine, I'd rather...
tan tan. Let me see what kind of flavor.
Hey, Bob will come out hard with the gangster lean. Goes live for the women that be jocking the green. I'm a pimpster, not a trick on a stroll. You gotta pimp that thing and keep a trick on hold. Stay on top of the world with the gun in your hand. Take control of a woman and fear no man. It'd be hard for me to see a day without cash. If you got it and I don't, I'll blast your ass with the quickness. Because a pimp don't play. I gotta work on my game and think of ways to get paid. Born in the mound, down deep in the south. With the brothers with the curls that go deep in their mouth. In the Chevrolet Impalas with the cradle and bows. Folk deep with the yak smoking fat in that endo. Fall up in the club with the pimps to tone. Got a tack in my pants, you stepped to me in the zone. Got a family in Memphis, got a gang in Texas. She money in the Jag and JB in the Lexus. Flex this, pimp tight mind in the studio. Oh, I'm coming out.
Living a real fucking life, and never cry. Marcus. Skiggity skit.
Stop.
For my brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my heart attack pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus, Nasty Nas is a rebel to America, police murderer, I'm causing hysteria, my troops roll up with a strange force, I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Women and women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mice till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, you'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's poetry attacks. Paragraphs punch hard, my brain is insane. I'm out to lunch guard, science is rap. My raps are toxic, my voice box locks and excels like a rock. When I grip the mic, I show no mercy. I got heart. I rip the party apart from the scenes and hammer them up like bell-bottom jeans. But you get done. You get loose like 501. Brothers alive, but I bet you I'm lost, son. So let me get upon the scene and redeem the dream of a team. And knock them out like Mitch Green. Smoke some top, we flow at a high speed. Rap on, off break, starving like North Lakes. Cause I'm living larger than the founders of 50. And Asiatic brothers that many rappers envy. So round up your crew and entourage. And let the guard merciful just take charge. When it comes to a showdown, puff and puff, but the ox won't get blown down. Cause I come strong, rather come at all and I'll be ready. That's what separates me from the petty. MCs gas themselves by drinking too much Getty. Get torn the fuck up like confetti. I'm rich and thick, and lyrics like Andrew Marmer. It doesn't take Keenan and Ivy Wayne to know that armor. Get your sucker if you're white like a piranha. So say them free school rhymes when the kids are on the rama. Point blank, period, with no comma. Rhyme so dangerous, call for the homicide. Cause I knock them dead even when I'm at my worst. The only future that lies ahead of them is the lights from the hearse. Got game like a crackhead, but don't be misled. I keep rappers on lock like a dread. Knocks in the head from the words that I've said. Should get a shovel and dig your grave, but the shit you're talking is dead. Like Jax, Adam on like Tax, and I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, I'm pressure cooking from start. To finish, I diminish like a preaching art. Secondly, I'm sick of critics who's stacking me.
Ooh, you got an afro.
Yo, but I got dope. Why's my name the Lost Professor? Cause I milk your cow, in other words, I hit your heifer. Don't talk about how you could break Rambo. That's just a bunch of manager handful. Propaganda, save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around your way puff your head, cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Black.
Yeah, we know.
side to side, rock front and back, and side to side, rock front and back, and side to side.
Never let hoe ass niggas ride.
Rock front and back, and side to side, rock front and back, and side to side, rock front and back, and side to side.
Never let hoe ass niggas ride.
I got a 64 Chevy in my door, the white crop top, pearl plate job is poor.
The game of chess.
I'm the king of rock.
They don't fail me. Wait. My car crashed. My car's rebooting.
Space, not at all. Like where the stop.
only time will tell if we stand the test of time. So that guy just said. It's what Sammy Hagar thought would be cool to say there. I made it home. So yeah, I guess that means goodbye and goodnight. And I guess I'll be back in the morning and we'll do this all over again. Everybody have a great Thursday night. I'll see you later.